Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I live in Hudson.
I'm Moshi. I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amuda, and I'm 14, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm 14. I keep forgetting.
I'm Delisa. I'm 9, and I'm from East Durham.
We have a new listener with us today. Yay. And Mahmood is back.
It's a very exciting day.
It is.
We love having guests and meeting new people, so we're glad to have Delisa with us today. And I haven't seen Mahmood on the radio, at least, in months, so.
My mother has kept me locked up, but I finally have freed myself.
Congratulations.
Yay. Oh, so every Monday from 3:30 to 4, Emily, Antonia, Quinn, Gina, Ingrid, Mahmuda, Charmaine started, Delisa and I.
Did we forget anyone? I think that's it.
Yeah.
And formerly Maddie.
Oh, yeah. And formerly
our long
Maddie.
Lost friend.
Sad face. Are on the radio from 3:30 to 4 talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading,
all that good stuff. That's what we're going to do today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about books.
It just seems right.
It does.
So Moshi, what have you been reading recently?
I just finished Maximum Ride a while ago. Well, The Angel Experiment by James Patterson. And after I was done with the book, I was just like, what am I going to do with my life now? Okay, let's start the next book when I go to the library again. So basically, it's about these six, well, they're not all related. Two of them are. And they're called The Flock. And in The Flock is Fang, Iggy, Nudge, The Gas Man, Angel, and Max. And basically, they're kids. Young teens and kids, and they were raised in cages when they were younger because they were so bad at this. They came from the school, which is a place where they're these white coats people, the lab people, and they were experimenting on them, and they basically combined a human cell with a bird cell or some kind of cell, and then they were born, and they took. I'm not gonna say that part. it's like kind of like a spoiler, but yeah, and they have wings, and they can fly, and they're running away from these bad guys called the Erasers, they're mutants, and they're half wolf, and half human. So like basically, they look like really, really attractive people, but then like if they sense of like one of the flock members, then they'll like morph into an eraser. Yeah, and they're running away from them, and they're trying to. And yeah, Angel, she's like the youngest member of the flock, and she got caught by the erasers and the white coats, and they're trying to save her now. And
is it a spoiler to say what the angel experiment is?
They're trying to save Angel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But that's not the experiment? Or yeah. Is it they're no. An experiment that is happening on...
The experiment is that they're trying to figure out who their parents are.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't know where they came from.
I know this is the first book in a series that's very, very popular.
Yeah. And there are 8 books.
Wow. That's a lot of books.
If I can find the next.
It's nice when you start a new series that you like and you have 8 books to go.
Yeah, it's Maximum Ride, School's Out Forever, Saving the World, and other extreme sports, Final Warning, Max, Fang, Angel, and Nevermore. Cool. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite character from The Flock?
Fang.
You like Fang. What do you like about Fang?
He's amazing, and he's attractive, and he's hot, and oh my God. The feels. Cool. Yeah. So what book did
what did you bring Delisa to talk about?
I brought A Crooked Kind of Perfect by Linda Urban, which is about a girl who wants to play a piano, but then her dad gets her an organ, and she sort of, like, has to learn to, like, get, like...
Does she learn the organ instead?
Yeah.
How does she feel about it?
Well, she always wants to play the piano, but she...
Make do's with the organ?
Yeah.
They're kind of, they're similar instruments in a little, in a few ways.
Yeah.
Organs are more churchy.
Churchy, nice churchy. Word.
They're more churchy. And they have more pedals, I think. Or the pedals perform more, Lord. More of a... They're used like more echoes? Than...
I thought it was like when you like, you're playing and you want to hold the note.
Well, I know on piano there's a sustaining pedal and there's a soft pedal. And then I have no idea what the middle pedal is for. And I played piano for like, I don't know, 10 years or something. But I think the organ, you use them more. Like with the soft pedal, you usually either hold it down for a long time or the sustained pedal, you hold it down. More.
I wouldn't know. I'm
I think with the
challenged.
Organ, you have to use it a lot.
I play trombone.
Ooh. Do you play an instrument, Lisa?
I play guitar.
Ooh, cool.
I'm jealous. Teach me.
Do you have a favorite song to play?
No.
No. Do you play an instrument, Mamuda?
She plays a recorder.
Only because I was forced to, not my own free will.
No, I don't. I'm musically challenged. I can sing on a good day, mm-hmm. which is rare.
What's the main character like in your book, the girl that wants to play the piano?
What's her name?
Her name is Zoe.
Oh, I like that name. It's a pretty name.
Is she, like, a teen or...
I think she's, like, in middle school.
Mm-hmm. Is she someone you think you'd be friends with, or is she, like, is she likable, or is she...
She's likable.
Yeah. Cool.
So, Mamuda, what book did you bring?
Okay, so... Naturally, since I haven't been here in a while, I haven't really had time to read many books. Like, real books. I've read, like, stories and stuff online, but... Nothing that's actually been published. So recently I started reading The Fault in Our Stars with all the hype and everything, and everyone's already read it, but I haven't. And this time I haven't finished it, so I can't give
away
the plot.
Because I was going to say, I haven't actually read it yet, shockingly.
Yeah, I haven't either.
And I don't want the ending spoiled. I've managed to avoid knowing the ending of the
don't
book.
Don't worry, I won't ruin it this time. I haven't finished. So it's about... this girl named Hazel and this boy named Augustus, who sounds really, really hot. I mean, as hot as a fictional character can be. And so Hazel is 16 and she has cancer and her parents, she's kind of like a loner. Well, not really, but like she likes to stay at home a lot. So... And her parents want her to be more social, so they force her to enroll in a support group where she meets this boy named Augustus who has his leg amputated, mm-hmm. I think. And she's naturally not the most welcoming, and she talks to him and they become friends, and he likes her more than a friend, and I know it sounds weird. Okay, I'm gonna. So they spend more time together and they trade books and they have fine stuff to talk to. And eventually they come to this point where, you know how when like people have cancer or a disease that's not really curable, they get that one wish, like
the Make-A-Wish Foundation, mm-hmm. or something like that.
So, when Hazel was young, she spent it on Disneyland. Which, I mean, and I guess this is, like, really, out of all the things you could use your wish for, you went with Disneyland. And her favorite book is An Imperial Affliction. Mm-hmm. And she is, like, completely obsessed with it. And she gives it to Augustus to read. And then they both become obsessed with it. And the writer of the book is really hard to find. And she sent him letters and stuff, but he never gets them or wrote back. And Augustus really wants to make a good impression on Hazel. So he, like, sends an email. Sorry. He sends an email to his assistant, and he uses his one wish to go meet him. But Steph makes it. Is that
weird?
No. It's delays the process to get there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm pretty sure they end up together or something. Mm. I wouldn't know, because that's where I stopped reading.
Is it living up to the hype?
Oh, yes. It's so good. You have to read it. If you don't, well, your life is not worth living.
Tell me more about Augustus.
He's just... He's a really nice guy. He's like... You know how there are characters that you just fall in love with and you just wish with all your heart that they were real? He's one of those characters. I can understand why Hazel would fall in love with him. I mean, if she did. Not that I would know.
I have a feeling she will.
I hope she does. But that's just the romantic in me.
Have you read any other books by John Green before?
I haven't read any of his, like, books that he wrote himself, but I read, what's that book? He wrote it with David Leviathan. It was...
Will Grayson?
I read that, but that was good, too. It was about this guy who, I forgot the name of it. It was about this guy who, he exists, but, like, he's not human.
Oh, every day?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, but that's David Levithan. That's not with John Green. Sorry.
It's not?
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong
book. It's called Every Day.
It wasn't by?
Maybe it's a different book that you're talking about. Yeah. Because sure. I was thinking of the David Levithan book. Yeah. But anyways.
Shireen talked about it when she was on air 2 weeks ago.
I guess my question was, how does this compare to the other John Green book or books that you've read? Do you like it as much? Do you like it more? Do you like about the same?
Every day just frustrated me to no end.
Well, that one's not by John Green.
Oh, yeah. But, like, yeah, his books are good. I like all his books.
Well, do you want to talk about your book, Emily?
Sure. Okay. I have three books. I wasn't sure which one to choose. So I'll quickly talk about the picture book, because I love picture books. And
it's so cute.
I don't think that you have to be a very young person to enjoy picture books, because I am not a very young person, and I enjoy them. But it's funny, because if people see me out in the world reading books that are meant for children, they often will ask me about it. Like, I had someone today when I was leaving the house with this book be like, "You read books like that?" And I was like, "Yep, I do. I love this book." Or I was at a restaurant once reading some little kid books, and someone asked me if I was a teacher. I was like, I work at the library, but I'm not really a teacher. But anyway, so everybody reads some picture books. They're good for you. And they're really beautiful works of art sometimes. Like this book, Goodnight Garden Gnome by Jamichael Henterly. Jamichael Henterly's primarily an illustrator, but this book he did all by himself. So he didn't really need a writer for this book because it only has 4 words in it. Goodnight Garden Gnome. Those are the only words in the book. And it's a wordless picture book, or 4-worded picture book, but it's told all through images. And it shows the adventures of a garden gnome throughout the day. During the daytime, there's a little girl that, like, plays with him with the rest of her toys, like, sort of incorporates him into the garden play. And then at night, she leaves him out in the garden because that's where he lives. And then at that point, he sort of wakes up and comes to life. So most of the book, he's like a garden gnome that you might see in a garden where they're just sitting there, not moving at all. But when night falls and she goes to bed, he comes to life and he tends to the garden and he finds a teddy bear that had fallen out of her carriage that she was pulling around, her little red wagon, and decides to rescue the bear and bring him back to her. And it's just a very sweet story, and the pictures are so pretty. So highly suggested to anyone likes beautiful pictures and imagination and gardens and gnomes. I did a little reading before with the group here. What'd you think?
Wait, what?
Did you like my reading before?
Oh, yeah, I liked it.
I liked it, too.
The fun thing with wordless picture books is that you get to make up your own words. And so it's also fun to read with kids that don't yet know how to read. They can kind of tell the story themselves and come up with the words, and they don't have to worry about getting it right because there is no right
answer.
So that's cool. So now moving up the age ladder a little bit, I just started reading Locomotion by Jacqueline Woodson. It was a National Book Award finalist.
She's a great author.
She is a great author. Every single thing I've ever read by her, I've loved. I've read picture books and chapter books, books for teens, books for middle schoolers, books for little ones. And they're just all lovely. And she's a lovely person, too. I met her a couple years ago when she came for the book fest. She was very nice. And Locomotion is a book told in verse from the perspective of Lonnie, whose nickname is Locomotion. And I'd actually read Peace Locomotion, which is another book by her, which is sort of a sequel, sort of a companion novel.
Like a spinoff?
Well, it's set further in the future, but it's not really... Mm-hmm. It's a very different style, so it feels funny to call it a sequel, but I guess it technically is. And that one is told all through letters that he's writing to his younger sister, Lily. And he and Lily are separated. He's living with a foster family, and this is in this book, too. He's already separated from her. In this book, he's 11. I forget how old he is in Peace Locomotion.
Why does he live in a foster home?
Well, you find out through the story that his parents had passed away.
Oh.
And there was a fire involved. And so he's living with a foster family, and so is his sister. But this is all told in poetry. And he talks about his family and his memories from when they were together. And he talks about his class and his teacher and his foster mom. It's just really sweet.
Is his foster mom nice?
I would say yes. But I know her mostly through Peace Locomotion, which is kind of farther along in their history together. And my understanding of this book, which again, I just started it, is that their relationship is a little...
Rockier.
Not rocky, but they're not really tight at the beginning, but they kind of grow to like appreciate each other and... be more of a family towards the end of the book. But I know her from Peace Locomotion, and she was very nice in that book. So I'm a fan. But yeah, I love books in verse when they're written by people who are talented with words.
Yeah, a lot of Jacqueline's books are written in verse. Like, mm-hmm. I started one, but I never really finished it. I forgot what it was called, but... I'm not sure. I think he had like raindrops or something on the cover or something of that type. I'm not
You'll
sure.
You'll probably have to read one in class. Can't remember what it was. It was really good though. See, but the thing is, like, when you read books in class, it's stuff like you would normally, well, I wouldn't normally read on my own, so I find really good books and authors.
Yeah. Well, I could read a little bit from it.
Okay.
Because I like, I don't know. I liked this part. So each, there's like a bunch of different sort of, they're like chapters or poems. So this one's called Mama. It says, some days like today and yesterday and probably tomorrow, all my missing gets jumbled up inside of me. You know honeysuckle talc powder? Mama used to smell like that. She told me honeysuckle's really a flower, but all I know is the powder that smells like Mama. Sometimes when the missing gets real bad, I go to the drugstore and before the guard starts following me around like I'm going to steal something, I go to the cosmetics lady and ask her if she has it. When she says yeah, I say, can I smell it to see if it's the right one? Even though the cosmetics lady rolls their eyes at me, they let me smell it. And for those few seconds, Mama's alive again. And I'm remembering all kinds of good things about her, like the way she laughed at my jokes, even when they were dumb, and the way she sometimes just grabbed me and hugged me before I had a chance to get away. And the way her voice always sounded good and bad at the same time when she was singing in the shower. and her red pocketbook that always had some tangerine lifesavers inside of it for me and Lily. "No," I say to the cosmetics lady, "it's not the right one." And then I leave fast before somebody asks to check my pockets, which are always empty because I don't steal. And it goes into Lily, which is his sister. And sometimes I combed Lily's hair, braids mostly, but sometimes a ponytail. Lily would cry sometimes, the kind of crying where no tears came out. Big faker. I wouldn't have hurt her head for $1 million. Some days, like today and yesterday and probably tomorrow, that's all that's on my mind. Mama and Lily, hair and honeysuckle, talc powder.
Wait, so Lily's not in the same foster home as him?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No. He's just such a sweet soul. I love Lonnie. Locomotion.
I'm going to have to read that after you're done.
You are welcome to.
It sounds really good.
Mm. I feel like it's going to be an emotional book. Like a really, like, I don't know. Just the poem part is mm-hmm. like tears.
Yeah, it's very sweet. Well, so. I'm not going to talk about my last one. Maybe I'll save that for next week. But has anyone started reading anything new that they're excited about or have a next book on the list that they're looking forward to?
Like, I had a book list. I was like, okay, I'm going to go in order and I'm going to read all these. But then, you know, Battle of the Books started and then I started reading Maximum Ride and I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to read the next book. So I haven't gotten that yet. But yeah, I'm planning on reading next book, which is, I think, School's Out or something like that.
Next in the Maximum Ride series?
Yeah.
Cool.
I have a couple. I mean, the John Green books again, because I haven't been up with the people and followed them. And I've waited till the last minute, so I have all his, well, most of his books on after I bothered to finish The Fault in Our Stars.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything, Delisa, that you're excited to read this summer?
I don't really think so.
You don't think so? How do you pick out what books you're going to read? Do you scan the shelves or do you let someone else pick them out for you?
I usually pick my own books.
You pick your own?
What do you like to read the most?
I like sort of like
What do you, when you want to read a new book, what do you look for? Is it like kind of fiction? Is it like a romance? Is it like mystery?
Like sort of fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Like with witch and wizards and all that kind of stuff, or?
Is that more paranormal stuff?
I would say it's fictional.
Paranormal's fantasy too.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Have you ever read the Harry Potter series?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Do you like those?
Yeah.
We can fangirl together.
like you actually read the books, not just the movies?
I read some of them and I watched the movies too.
Who is your favorite character?
I like Ginny.
Aw, Ginny. I don't know if I could pick a favorite character.
I would say so Ron hard. Because he's just...
Oh, Ron's nice.
He's perfect.
He's so sweet.
He's perfect. I have a soft spot for Neville and Luna.
He grew up to be so good looking, like
the actor. Yes.
Sorry, that was off-topic, but wait, Neville. Who's Neville again?
Neville Longbottom.
Oh my God! Yes, he was the one like had the frog in the first movie, right?
So cute.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The chubby kid, right?
Yes.
He's so cute.
He is like amazing now. Just amazing.
I think the way that J.K. Rowling chose Luna to be a character in the movie was really, really sweet. Like, because she met her at a book signing. And Luna,
oh, the actress?
Yeah.
Huh.
And Luna was like, she was in love with the Harry Potter series, and she met J.K. Rowling at a book signing. And Luna was like, she was like a depressed person, and, you know, she like did self-harm and all that stuff. And J.K. Rowling told her that if she could stop, then she would be in the movie, and she stopped, and now she's here.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that J.K. Rowling has a pen name?
Mm-hmm. I forget what it is, though. But
pen name?
Yeah, like...
She released a book using... I think it was a man's name, right?
I wasn't sure. I saw it on Tumblr.
But she released a book with in another name and didn't let people know that it was her until after it had already been successful.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because naturally when you think of J.K. Rowling, you think of the Harry Potter series, so you're just going to, like, put all in a hype because she wrote it. So she wrote it under, I'm assuming she wrote it under a pen name to give it its own success.
Yeah. So otherwise everyone's like, what's next from J.K. Rowling? And
there's
a little bit of pressure.
I think it was called, like, I don't know.
Oh, the Casual Vacancy?
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was about, though.
It was about a casual vacancy. Clearly. Well, we should probably wrap it up because we have the afternoon show coming soon.
Yeah, so tune into that and tune into us next Monday and every Monday that follows from 3:30 to 4 on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Bye.
Happy reading.
Bye-bye. Maybe I'll be here next week, too.